Good times.
We're starting? Okay. So every morning we get up and we make, among our other brachos, make the bracha of Malbish Arumim. Malbish Arumim is one of those brachos, one of the 15/16, however you want to put it. The simple meaning behind the bracha of Malbish Arumim is that we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us clothes to protect against the elements. And the truth is, can you imagine being in the cold right now without having anything else on? Can you imagine just walking outside and just being like, yeah, I'm good like this, without having anything to cover us? Obviously, without warm clothing, we wouldn't be able to survive these types of things. We're not bears, right? We don't have the ability all the time. The beards are can be get bigger and thicker, but like, that doesn't happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't make us that way. We don't have that thick hair all over our bodies, the fur all over us. And that's that. We've got this pink, wrinkly skin that goes through. But we have the ability to cover ourselves. And with the ability to cover ourselves gives us the ability to do almost everything. That's a bracha. And it's a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're thanking Hashem for giving us that ability. But obviously, Malbish Arumim is not just about putting on clothes. It's clear that that's not the meaning behind it. Man was meant to be naked. We were meant to be naked. Before the sin of Adam and Chav, as we all know, Adam and Chav were Arumim. Below Yisposhashu. They were both naked. They weren't embarrassed by it. That was not something that hit them. The idea is that originally, human beings were so different than all animals that even when they didn't have clothing on them, you saw and recognized a major difference between a human being in his naked form and an animal in its naked form. You could see it, and everybody could tell. There was no difference whatsoever. There was no way that you could make a mistake. Even monkeys, apes, looked completely different from the way we do. After the chait, that's when, in order to differentiate us from the animals, we needed clothes to help define who we are and to be cognizant, as for ourselves, of our own superiority over the beasts of the world. That's what it was made for. It was made just for that way. What's our differences now? We have free will. We can overcome our animalistic urges. We have das. We have that. But in order to show that, we have clothing in order for that to be shown. That's the idea behind it. And there are only two parts of our body now that are not clothed. Two parts of our body. If you look at a normal person when they get dressed, I don't mean in middle Florida or Mexico, parts of Canada, right? But in normal places, there's only two parts of your body that aren't clothed. Your hands, and your face. And the reason why is simple. Because the face shows our dominance over animals, that we have das, we can think, we have a brain. And our hands show that we can mold the world into whatever we want it to be. So our hands and our face are two things that show our superiority to everything else, that the animals are different than us. And therefore, we don't have any clothes that show anywhere around. It shows that we are different. That's different. But think of the power that clothing has on us. Think of that power that it has. We can project any image that we want to show by just putting on something on top. Any image that we want people to see from us, all you got to do is put on a shirt and pants, and that's it. You want to show that you want to be taken seriously? You want to be a person who everybody will look at and take seriously? You know exactly what to put on. You know what to wear when you want to be serious, when you want to go for a job interview. Everybody knows what they should be wearing when they go for something like that. That's not a question by anyone, is it? You want to show that you're on vacation? You know what to wear also. Nobody's wearing a suit, tie, you know, and Oxford shoes to the beach. You're not doing that. Shouldn't go to the beach anyway. But if you would, right, what you'd wear. It's clear you have a way of projecting exactly what you are. You have so many options available to you, so many things, and you can change it all in a given moment. You just walk inside a room, come back 3 minutes later, and you're a completely different person to everyone on the outside. Maybe somebody who really knows you knows that deep down inside, even if you're wearing those ripped jeans and the weird t-shirt, right? Maybe they'll think to themselves, that guy's different from who we think he is. Somebody who knows you is that way. But to the rest of the world, you're a guy wearing ripped jeans and a t-shirt. What do you think they think of you? You're going to be taken seriously like that? You're going to go in? So we have a guy, the ones who started Facebook, the ones who are into the dot-coms, who made a ton of money before everybody else lost their money from it, right? Who went in and changed that structure. What did they do? They went in and they said, we're going to wear sweatpants and a sweatshirt. We're going to wear this comfortable clothing. But we all know, okay, even then, you look at them and you can't take them seriously. I know they're billionaires. I know they are. I can't take them seriously. I can't look at a person wearing a sweatshirt in a meeting and say that guy should be taken seriously. He just looks different. That's the idea behind it. You become a brand new person with a pair of clothing, and it's crazy. Superman was Clark Kent. We know that, right? Anybody who's read a comic book knows that. Do you think anybody was really fooled by the fact that he took off his glasses and all of a sudden everybody's like, oh my gosh. You think that was what got people? Like, if I took off my glasses right now, is anybody like, who is that? Where's Rabbi Zimmerman? And then all of a sudden I put it back on and you're like, oh, there he is. Think that happens to anyone? What's this svara? What's the svara behind that? I'm not asking, I know it's a comic book or a TV show or a movie. What's the svara behind it? What were the geniuses of DC thinking when they came up with such a concept? It's because, look, if Clark Kent came to work one day wearing super tight underwear that was bright colored, red and blue, and he walked in with glasses on his face, everybody would say that's Superman with glasses on his face. If Superman would come in the room without glasses, but he's wearing a suit and tie, he walks in with a little briefcase, they say that's Clark Kent without his glasses. It's not the glasses that made him any different. It's the clothing. Who wears underwear on top of their tights? Who does that? That's what makes everything different. What makes it different is the person that's wearing the clothes, not necessarily anything else. It's not the glasses. That was the joke that went with exactly what was over there. It's the clothes that threw everybody off. So number four on our list, and we've been going through a Victor Miller's list of the 10 ways, 10 steps to greatness. Number four on the list is during the brachos in the morning, especially Malbish HaRomim, to spend a little bit of time, it's even 5 seconds, to think of the gift of clothing, to think of that gift. The ability that we have not only to keep ourselves warm, not only to make ourselves cognizantly different than the animals around us, not just for that, but to know I have the ability to project an image from myself just by putting on a certain pair of clothing. I can project a completely different image. I can show people who I am, and people will take me seriously even if I myself shouldn't be taken seriously. I can change everything about myself in a minute. And whether it's fair or not, which we know it's not so fair for people to judge people based on the clothes that they're wearing. We know that's not so fair, but it's a reality of life. That's the way it is. When a person wears a certain pair of clothing, when a person does something, that's what they think of him. That's what they have in their minds of such a person. It's an amazing bracha. An amazing bracha of beauty, of warmth, of comfort, of appearances. The ability to have such things, even if we had clothes, did they have to be comfortable? Maybe we should all wear sackcloth. Maybe all the clothing in the world could be made of, unfortunately, there's no soft material out there. Sheep's wool didn't have to be comfortable. There didn't have to be something like, you know, alpaca fur that could be turned into cashmere. Maybe you wouldn't have it in like certain places. Maybe everything would be uncomfortable. Can you imagine sitting in scratchy clothing all the time? But we have a bracha, an unbelievable bracha. This should help us think about what we're wearing. Last night, we were eating dinner, and during dinner, I dropped a piece of salmon on my shirt, right? Just right over here. So I picked it up really quickly, and it was a tiny little stain. I was sitting there, and I'm like, I should really change. And I was like looking, and I'm like, you know what? I'm probably gonna wear a sweater anyway, because I always wear a sweater to night sitter. What's the big deal if I have this tiny little stain, right? Nobody will notice it's not that big of a deal, right? I went to Night Sitter, completely forgot to put on a sweater. And one of the guys at Night Sitter, not exactly the firmest guy, but a guy who's a nice guy, came up to me and said, Rabbi, how could you be wearing a shirt with a stain on it? Mamish, what happened? It was a tiny little tiny stain, like the tiniest little thing you've ever seen. I just couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. A rabbi with a stain on his shirt? Doesn't the Gemara say that such a rabbi is Chayav Misa? And I'm like, whoa, that's extreme, right? That's a little extreme. But I realize, I do realize that a rabbi has to be conscious of what he's wearing as well. A person who's Chashev has to be conscious of that. You can't walk in as the CEO of the company and look a little bit different. It's an argument that I've had with certain people that are out there who say, like, what's the difference? I wear what I wear. What everybody thinks doesn't matter. And I hear you, but it's not true. It's definitely not true. You are what you wear. That's just a fact of life. These are important things to consider as we move on. And part of this bracha, and part of this line of Rav Victor Miller, to think to ourselves, how do we want to project ourselves? We had a break for a little bit. So how did we project ourselves on our break? What did we look like? When people saw us in the street, did they see us as a yeshiva bachur who's on break? Or do they see us as, that guy's not in yeshiva? There's no way that guy's in yeshiva. Maybe he drives a truck. It's not a bad thing. Make good money driving trucks. But maybe that's what the guy does. I can't imagine him doing something else. What was that image? Did you show up as somebody who looks chashuv? Or did you show up who looks as somebody of just, I've got my vacation, that's all I am. So what is that? When you go to work, how are you going to work on casual Fridays? On casual Fridays, what are you going to look like? During the week, okay, there might be a dress code, there might be something you have to wear. What are you going to do? At some point, you're going to have to show yourself for who you really are. So how do you project yourself as who you really are? What are you as a person? And I notice we do have a bunch of people that are wearing white shirts, black pants. And that uniform, as we talked about from Revolbi, is a uniform that's used in the yeshiva system. It changes the image of a person, even if you're not a white shirt, black pants wearing type of person. But if you do it, it's completely different. On the other hand, can you imagine somebody walking with a white shirt and white pants? White linen pants. Walking to yeshiva. Is there anything wrong with that? White linen pants are awesome. You ever have linen pants? They wrinkle like crazy, but they're the most comfortable things you'll ever have in your life. The only problem with them is you don't remember that you have them on. That's how comfortable they are. They're unbelievably comfortable. But it just looks strange. The guy walks in and you think, okay, that's the guy at Tel Aviv Pizza who tells me he's Mashiach. That's just what you think to yourself. What else do you think from that? Or like he's trying to be an angel or something like that. You want to project yourself, show yourself as the person that you want to project yourself as. And that's part of Mabi Sharomim. That's part of that bracha. What Rabbi Victor Miller is telling us to think about as you go through. There's no forcing. There is no one who's going to be able to tell you what to do or how to do it. Even if you tell you, like, while you're in yeshiva, I want you to wear X. That doesn't matter because you're going to go outside of yeshiva at some point. What are you going to do then? Part of Purim is all about that. The way you dress up on Purim also can tell people about you. And you might think to yourself, well, what do you mean? Just because I wanted to dress up as the cat in the hat, that doesn't mean I'm like cat in the hat. Of course it's not. But it does say something about you, that you're a Dr. Seuss fan. You wouldn't wear a cat in a hat costume, unless it was really cheap on Amazon, right? You wouldn't wear it just for no reason. It tells you something. You dress up as a superhero, we know what you're thinking. You know what you're thinking. And it's okay. That's okay. That's perfectly fine. It's part of life. It's part of who you are. All of that is in Mabi Sharomim. And if you go on, you can understand the next bracha, and the next bracha, and the next bracha. I mean, there's also Sha'asali called Tzorki regarding the shoes. There's also a Nosin Layoiv Koach. There's also Oizri Sobigbur and Otsisob Sifara, which is about putting on a belt, so to speak, or covering up your head with a hat. There are important lessons to be learned from all this, and they're all to be considered, all of this, what comes within the bracha itself. All right, guys, we'll stop with that. Can I stop this for a second? For tomorrow.